Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And we are back with Robert Simmons as we discuss this amazing gemstone, a Moldavite, starborn stone of transformation. You tell a story about what happened to you when you, I guess you were meditating and you had a piece of, a piece of Moldavite in your hand. Tell me what happened.
Yes. My wife, Kathy, was sensitive to what she calls and people call the energies of stones, and I wasn't. And I didn't really know if I believed in that sort of thing at all. But she said, Robert, Moldavite's important in your life. You're the one who brought it in. You need to sit and meditate with the Moldavite every day. So I took her advice, and I did that, and I sat there probably 6 months every morning, sitting with a piece of Moldavite in my hand. At first, I used two buckets of Moldavite with a hand in each one on the theory that more is better. But for quite a long time, I didn't have any noticeable experience. And then there was a particular day, I thought to myself, well, today I think I'll just imagine that I'm having an experience since I haven't had any spontaneous ones. So I tried to picture myself floating up out of my body, and I felt myself, I could imagine myself kind of rise up out of the top of my own head and look down, and I sort of found my point of view. I could move my point of view up to the ceiling and see myself from above, and I was holding this big Moldavite in my right hand through this whole thing. Then I found myself, I could go up through the roof, and I could see the neighborhood, and at that point, the experience just took off on its own, and I wasn't willing it anymore. I just went up and up and up. Now, I don't mean my body. You know, my body was still in the room, and I'm still aware that I had a body. But at the same time, on another track of awareness, I was going way up into the stars and looked back, saw the earth, and then went even further, and the earth was not visible anymore, and it was just stars in every direction. And I found myself attracted to a particular gold-colored star, so I put my intention on going there. And in just a few minutes, I found that I was near it, and it was a huge golden sun. And around the sun, there were millions of golden orbs that were orbiting it. Like, they were quite small, but they looked like replicas of this huge sun. And there was a little thread of gold that was connecting each orb to the sun as they orbited around it. And I found myself in that place. And there was a feeling of reverence, like it was a holy procession or something, that was all these golden orbs in adoration around this giant sun. So I was experiencing all this, and I looked down at myself to think, I thought, what do I look like out here? And kind of my point of view looked to where my chest would be and where my heart would be. There was another one of those golden orbs inside me. And it had a thread connecting it to the golden sun. That astonished me. And then in the next moment, a voice from I don't know where said, "The light you seek without is identical to the light within you." And in the next moment, back in the room where I was sitting, that Moldavite in my hand sizzled as though it was full of electricity or something. And an energy went right up my right arm and into my heart. And at that point, Richard, my heart just blossomed open like a big flower, and it was made out of white light. And then as that happened, there was this huge feeling of love and ecstasy. And then it continued with this light going both up and down in my spine. And all the other chakras, all the other energy centers in the body opened up one at a time like flowers of light. And this ecstasy and this holy feeling of divine presence just intensified. So there I sat in that ecstatic state. And Kathy upstairs getting ready to go to work felt something happening with me. She came downstairs and saw me across the room, and she said, "Robert, you're full of light." And all I could say was, "I know." And so we talked then for a little while, just as I described what had happened. And I sort of came down. If people were taking psychedelics, it was almost like that, except I don't take any of those things. But it did settle down after a while, and I was able to go to work with her and open up our shop. And the amazing thing was that for the first time, when I went into the shop, I could feel the energy of every stone in the store. The whole store was just like an energy field to me when I walked in, and I spent the day on the floor picking up one stone after another and feeling its energy. And I found that I could feel them all and also discern their differences. And that ability has never left me. It went from no ability at all to an ability to feel the qualities of all the stones just in that one day. And that's what led talking.
Go ahead. Sorry.
About this evolutionary acceleration that we've been discussing. Yeah, that's what led to my career as a writer about stones and their energies.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Does it continue to impact you, Multivite, that is, in this profound way, or as it's more, as it subsided?
Multivite, I can always feel it. I don't have those experiences every day. You know, that was a big opening, and it changed my whole, I mean, in my view, it changed the energy field that I walk around with. It's my energy field, because now I'm attuned to things that I wasn't aware of before. It's also made it impossible for me to use a cell phone. I'm too sensitive for that. They make me sick. But when I hold a Moldavite or wear a necklace of Moldavite, I definitely feel it, and it warms me up. That feeling of heat is one of the most common sensations people report when they hold a Moldavite. They get warm. And sometimes they have a thing called that we've named the Moldavite flush, where there'll be a release at the heart, like mine, but not as, you know, not filled with light and all that. And then they'll get hot in their face and their cheeks will turn red. I've seen this happen many times when the first time people hold a Moldavite. But in answer to your question, yes, you know, it's still a strong energy for me. And I can't wear one of those necklaces for very long because it's too intense. But, you know, that's my sensitivity. I do think it's very beneficial for people to carry it and wear it.
So tell me about these two strange characters. I think you described them as men in black who came into your shop and started behaving in a very strange manner.
Yeah, this is one of the sort of good anecdotes about our beginning year in the Moldavite business and in heaven and earth, our shop. It was the very first Christmas after we were open, and it was probably a few days before Christmas. And it was in the end of the day. It was dark outside. Kathy and I had been working 7 days a week, but we were happy because everything was working well. Just getting ready to tally up and close, and the phone rang. And it was a woman who we didn't know that spoke to Kathy and said, out of nowhere, I want you to stop me from committing suicide. I want you to talk me out of it. So Kathy was like shaken by that, but she thought, well, you know, somebody wants help, I've got to try. So she waved at me and said, pointed that she was going in the back room. And she hadn't been in there 10 seconds before the door opened. And these two men in black suits walked in. And they were really, really weird. I mean, it's hard to explain how and why. The first thing is, nobody ever came into our store in a suit, let alone a black suit. And here were two of them. And they proceeded to sort of stride around the place and making crude, kind of odd remarks and not talking to me, but talking to each other. So one of them would walk across the room and pick up a beautiful quartz cluster, and he would say to his companion, "Oh, that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen," and then smash it down on the glass. Didn't break it, but it was loud. And then the other one went over to another spot in the store, and he picked up this blob of black obsidian, and he pointed to it to his friend. He said, "Well, that's beautiful. Ah, 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 ah." I'm trying to sound like they did, so you get how weird they were.
Yeah, it sounds like they were sent down from central casting or something.
I mean, you know, I had read about just a little about this Men in Black phenomenon that I can't remember the author's name, but he wrote about it quite a bit in the 80s. And they were sort of portrayed in the writing as kind of imitations of human beings that were, you know, nobody really knew whether they had to do with extraterrestrial stuff or whether they had to do with, you know, sinister things that earthlings are doing, but they definitely had a sinister feeling to them. And when I saw them in the store, I immediately got scared, but I also felt like I had to go right up to them and walk around right next to them so that they wouldn't break something or steal something. And this went on for a bit. They finally came around to the jewelry case, and I went behind the counter, and the older one pointed, he finally looked at me, and he pointed to the Moldavite, and he said, "What's that stuff?" And I said, I don't know why I said this, because it came through me, not from me, but it was this sort of a powerful voice coming through me that said, "That's Moldavite. You wouldn't be interested in it." And this creature, or whatever he was, kind of went, "Oh, okay." And the two of them just walked out. The door shut. And seconds after the door shut, I went and locked it. And as I was doing that, Kathy came out from the back room and she said, "It's so weird. I was talking to this woman trying to help her decide not to kill herself. And all of a sudden her whole attitude changed. And she just said, 'Oh, thank you very much. Bye-bye.' And hung up." So it was an anomalous event, you know, and it felt to us as though those two things were some connected in a weird way, almost as if somebody wanted to separate me and Kathy while whatever shenanigans the Men in Black were going to pull happened in the front. We don't know, you know, we never saw them again, but it was a very paranormal moment.
It seems as if the Moldavite scared them off.
It felt like that to me. It felt like when they put their attention on it, and I believe this and still do, that Moldavite's high vibration does not resonate and with negativity. It doesn't resonate with darkness. It clears that stuff away. And that not only in that moment, but in your own energy field or in a space that you might be in. It doesn't pick up things. You know, people who are into crystals as I am now, sometimes they say, "Well, I need to cleanse my crystal's energy because it's getting clogged up with yuck, you know, polluted energies." But with a Moldavite, it never happens. It seems like it has such intensity and such high vibration that it can actually clear other stones and it can keep your own energy field clear.
So when you own Moldavite, is bigger better in terms of all of these attributes and effects, serendipity, good health, prosperity?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I should say about prosperity, in the early days, we were still struggling, you know, to make ends meet. And until Kathy got the idea of taping a little thin Moldavite into our checkbook. And after that, we never were short of money. Now, I don't know if that's why, but she did it for that purpose, and that was what happened afterwards. But as far as size goes, Richard, I would say it's kind of like size doesn't matter. It, what matters is your own feeling of connection or attraction to whatever piece you get. And when people order Moldavites from us at Heaven and Earth, my own staff is trained to tune into the person and then go feel what stone or what piece of Moldavite in this case would be resonating best for them. And they've learned to do that. So, but it's a thing about feeling. It isn't like a linear thing, like the bigger the stone, the better the energy or the more the energy.
Did I read in the book that Queen Elizabeth II and Winston Churchill were both big fans of Moldavite?
Yeah, they both had them. Queen Elizabeth had a necklace, I believe, that was made of Moldavite gems, and Churchill had a pocket piece. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of famous, there's a fair number of famous people who have gotten Moldavite, including the Pope. Pope John Paul II had a Moldavite rosary. And there are stories about a Moldavite chalice that existed that was in the Catholic Church that disappeared sometime during World War II.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.